Well, the Australian share market has ended the week on a sour note, the ASX 200 closing down nearly 60 points or 1% to 5,602, snapping a three-session winning streak along the way. Over the past five sessions, the ASX 200 down close to 1.4%. Today, the market was really dragged lower by the financials. The big four banks all lower between 1.7 and 2.7%, with ANZ the worst performing of the big four. The banks are looking at the impact of a note coming out from the Reserve Bank of New Zealand talking about the potential of increasing the required capital of New Zealand banks. Staples also underperforming today. Woolies and Coles both weaker. Coles the worst there, down more than 3%, and the telcos weaker again after yesterday's heavy losses. TPG and Telstra both down around 2%, although Hutchison Telecom, which has a 50% stake in Vodafone Australia, up around 13.5% today. We did also see the traditionally defensive sector in the utilities, the main improver, or the only improver on the Aussie market today. Over the week, the materials were the only sector to advance. Some of the biggest movers on the ASX 200 today for individual companies, we saw Sigma Healthcare jumping around 43%. They own and operate Amcal Pharmacies. They've received a merger proposal by Australian Pharmaceutical Industries, which operates Priceline and other pharmacies as well. API looking to buy out Sigma for around $726 million. Villaworld, another big mover, down 10%. The residential property developer has announced it will not meet its previously announced FY19 NPAT figures or guidance. It said it's due to the fact that they've received slower sales, and also there's some delays to some of the Victorian projects as well. On the local front, we haven't seen much in terms of economic news, but in China, there was some weaker than expected retail sales and industrial production for the month of November. That's dragged the Aussie dollar back below 72 US cents to 71.9 US.